The congressional lobbyist for the city of Natchez says legislation is in the hopper for the U.S. Congress to give Natchez about $2.4 million to rebuild the Canal Street Bridge. Noting it's not a done deal yet, Greg Harper said the allocation still has more steps to take before the House and Senate send it to the president for his approval. Louisiana Youth ATV UTV Safety Task Force is uniting law enforcement, education, and healthcare pros to protect young people across the state.
Jay Cripple with the New Orleans Regional Safety Commission says Louisiana has averaged between 8 and 12 fatalities due to ATV and UTV wrecks a year, and kids ages 10 to 14 make up the largest group of youth getting injured.
Whether they're passengers or riding their own, those are the children that are most times getting hurt and seriously hurt.
The task force aims to spread awareness and educate youth across the state on the proper safety and procedure of operating these vehicles and influence policy to protect them down the road.
Hopefully we can start making a difference in these tragedies we're seeing with these bikes and UTVs.
I'm Case Kieschnick.
Mississippi residents affected by January's winter storm have through today to apply for financial assistance. As of yesterday, more than 84,000 Mississippians had registered for help. According to the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, more than $126 million has been distributed to eligible storm survivors through FEMA's Individual Assistance Program. According to the agency, 29 loans totaling $40 million have been issued through a state revolving loan program to help counties and municipalities cover cleanup and debris removal costs while awaiting FEMA reimbursement. Duck hunters can enjoy a special black-bellied whistling duck season starting this year in Louisiana.
The experimental season runs October 3rd through the 11th and allows hunters to harvest only black-bellied whistling ducks. LDWF Waterfowl Program Manager Jason Olzak says a special season has been discussed for years.
This year being the first year, we've got good news that we're able to provide additional season, and it's a little bit earlier in the year.
This special black-bellied whistling duck season will take place the next 4 years, starting on the first Saturday in October. They hope hunters go out and take advantage of this opportunity.
I got a feeling if they're there, folks will get out and try to target these birds.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 38.99 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.